Hey everyone, welcome back to Simplified Spaces, the podcast where we help you make room in your homes and your lives for what truly matters. I'm your host, Mansi Kapoor, and today we're diving into a topic that's close to both your closet and your conscience, the eco-minimalist, decluttering without dumping. Because let's be honest, decluttering is empowering, but if everything ends up in the landfill, are we really simplifying our lives or just shifting the problem elsewhere? Let's start with a quick stat that might surprise you. According to the United Nations, the world generates over 2.24 billion tons of solid waste every year, and only about 55% is managed in an environmentally safe manner. And in India alone, over 92 million tons of waste is generated yearly, with textiles and electronics forming a growing chunk of that. So when we talk about eco-minimalism, we're not just talking about clean shelves and neat drawers, we're talking about conscious, compassionate choices that reduce harm to the planet while we simplify our homes. The first step here would be mindful sorting. Before you toss that bag of junk into the garbage, pause and ask, can this be reused? Can this be donated? Or can it be recycled creatively? Start by creating three piles: donate, repurpose, and recycle. For example, old t-shirts, turn them into rags or quirky tote bags. Broken mugs, they make fantastic planters or pen holders. Get creative and get Pinteresty if you need a little bit of inspiration. Secondly, donate with impact. Donating isn't just about dropping a bag at a gate of a random charity. It's about finding the right home for the right item. Some of the great options in India are Goonj, which accepts clothes, utensils, school supplies, Share at Doorstep, a doorstep donation pickup service, Green Yatra for e-waste, books, toys and more, the Robin Hood Army for non-perishable food items. Also, ask around. Your building watchman, house help or nearby NGOs might be thrilled to receive specific items. Next, recycle creatively. Recycling doesn't mean you need a giant green bin or live next to a composting plant. Here are a few creative, easy-to-execute options. Turn glass jars into spice containers or fairy-lit lanterns. Use cardboard boxes to organize your drawers. Convert old newspapers into gift wrapping paper, or repurpose plastic bottles into mini herb gardens. Also, did you know that India recycles only 30% of its plastic waste? Let's bump that number up with a smarter segregation and local recyclers. Apps like Recycle or Paperman can help you connect with recycling centers. And lastly, electronics and e-waste. We always have that drawer of guilt with dead phones, chargers, random batteries. But here's the deal. E-waste contains toxic material like lead and mercury that shouldn't touch landfills. Drop off your e-waste at certified recyclers like Karo Sambhav, Cerebra Green, Atero, among many others. Many brands like Apple, Samsung and HP also run take-back programs and sometimes offer discounts and returns. So the next time you feel the urge to declutter, remember it's not just about cleaning out your space, it's about creating space with purpose. Eco-minimalism is a gentle nudge towards sustainability, and it's empowering to know that every object you let go of consciously is one less burden on the planet. So start small, start now, and start with intention. Because decluttering isn't just about what you get rid of, it's about what you choose to take care of. Thanks for tuning into Simplified Spaces. If today's episode inspired you to declutter mindfully, share it with a friend, and let's spread the joy of living light and living right. Until next time, I'm Mansi Kapoor, helping you simplify one space at a time. Thank you.